We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back on NBC Sports, pardon me, NBC Sports pre- and post-game shows. Of course, with Laura Britt and Carlos Ramirez. Wonder when he's going to get his first start. He's the king of Napa Valley. Of course, he loves him some red wine. Richie, happy opening day, man. Welcome back to the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I think somebody you work with is going to be mad that you called me the pride of St. John's.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably a shot at him a little bit. You know, they're getting over to Pitino higher, I think. Rick Pitino taking over the basketball team. But, you know, you're probably number two on that pecking order. Well, you know where you stand, Richie.
That's good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, yeah, happy opening day. You know, it's one of those days as a player, no matter how many years you play, you're always geared up for, you're always excited for. And I can't even imagine. I mean, I've never had this even being possible when I played, but opening up in Yankee Stadium. Yeah. What a day.
That's
a day
insane. That's insane. Richie, before we get on the Giants and break down their 2023 team, what's your favorite? What was your opening day like when you first got into the bigs and you stood there on that white chalk there down the first baseline or the third baseline? What was it like for you opening day, your first major league opening day?
Well, it's kind of surreal because mine didn't come. I got called up in 95, and mine didn't come until 97. You know, and I that year I barely played. I had 100 at bats, and I was up most of the year. But you know, it's just like it's mind blowing because it's like a culmination of all the hard work, all the time you put in, all the effort, and then I think you feel like, you know, somebody noticed and somebody took note and you know, gave you that opportunity, and then, you know, again, like I said, you kind of like you wait all year or all off season for that moment, for the, you know, the flyover or the cool national anthem by somebody famous or stuff like that. So I'm sure it won't disappoint for some of these guys on the Giants in New York today. But yeah, again, it's always a thrill, you know, especially your first opening days.
Yeah. 2007, Bonds' final year. You're starting at first base. Did you think on that day, 17 years in a row from now, the Giants are going to have a different outfielder at left field other than Barry Bonds? Like, that is a crazy stat, Rich, is it not?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it shows you, though, one thing. It shows you, you know, you can never replace a legend.
Yes.
I don't care who you are or, you know, where you've played or what your career looks like. You can never replace a guy like that. And just the amount of people, I mean, it just, one, it goes to show that I think, in my opinion, you know, they haven't had a lot of homegrown outfield talent.
Yes.
Over the years. As opposed to, like, you know, homegrown pitchers and, you know, guy that was behind the plate for a long time and infielders. And two, it goes to show you, too, it's not an easy job. I mean, you know, it's funny. I got a text from Randy Wynn this morning. He's doing a pregame show today. And he was like, can you name any of the 17 guys that started in left field? And I think I named about four of them, I think. And then there was one guy I couldn't remember. And because I looked today,
Jarrett Parker? Was it Jarrett Parker?
No, I didn't guess Jarrett Parker. And I couldn't remember his name. And I said, Randy, it was a bigger guy. He was a right-handed hitter. He had a great spring. And then he started out like 0 for 20 or 30. And then I remembered, I think his name was Chris Marrero.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he might have had one of the starts on opening day. But, you know, you look at Sable today. I mean, talk about your most unlikely guy to be starting out there again. That's a weird number, and you would hope that, you know, I'm pretty much assuming next year you're going to have number 18. But hopefully they can get out of that rut and find somebody to play out there 2 years in a row.
So, Rich, on that same note, like, you're an old-school baseball guy. I feel like I'm trying to modernize myself with the way the game's played now, but I'm looking at this opening day lineup, and I know it's one game. I get it. I don't want to make too much of it. But at the same time, it's like, no David Villar. He's one of the young guys. He plays better defense than Wilmer Flores. Like, no Joey Bart behind the plate. Like, and just look at the rest of the lineup. It's very uninspiring, and it's frustrating for me. They send down Bryce Johnson after he has a monster spring training. They send down Casey Schmidt when he feels like the only backup shortstop and also an unbelievable, you know, third baseman defensively. Like, philosophically, I feel like I just can't get down with this way that they're running this team right now. Am I alone in that?
You're probably not alone in that. I read like a headline on the website the other day that said that they were going to rely on youth, but they're really not like this year. I mean, you didn't really bring up anybody. I mean, Casey Schmidt had a great spring, and I think from day one they didn't think he would be on the roster based off of what VR did towards the end of last season and last season winning the Pacific Coast League MVP. But he did not have a good spring. And here's how I judge this stuff, guys, like in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I look at a team, you know, I don't want to say the, you know, everybody says if they have no injuries, they're going to be, you know, fine, whatever. Injuries you can't control.
Right.
But I look at question marks around the diamond, and there's a lot of question marks for me. I mean, I hate to say it.
Defensively, they're terrible.
No, Rich, you're always honest, which is what we love about you. You're always honest, and the question marks on the team, like, a lot of people, we've had Flem on. We've talked to George Contos, who's going to be on NBC Sports Bay Area as well with the Giants pre- and post-game shows. And a lot of people are saying, you know, this is one of the deepest staffs they've had in years. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, can you get Alex Wood to get through the lineup twice? You know, Sean Manaea, hey, I mean, everything went awry for him last season with the Padres, including the National League Championship Series. Ross Stripling right now is your number three, and I'm just not so sure about that. So to your point about the question marks, we're going to get a lot of answers at some point this season, but the answers that we get may not be beneficial for Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler.
No, they may not, and I think you guys have watched long enough with this regime. I mean, they run the team and their strategies differently. A lot of it's run sabermetrically, analytically. And I don't know if that's going to change based off of some of the new rules this year. I really don't know. But if you know, and I just get back to the question marks. Yeah, they have depth in the rotation, but you're right. I mean, I don't know if it's Alex Wood's fault he doesn't get to the third time in the lineup because they always take him out. I feel like Webb and Cobb should be fine at the top. Manaea is a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's had a nice career, he's never really had a dominant year. Stripling had a nice year last year in the American League East, so that looks a little promising because that's a tough division. So they do have the depth in the rotation, but then when I expand that out, okay, if you let Logan Webb go six or seven every time, but everybody else goes four or five, then your bullpen's going to be exposed because you're going to bring them in all the time. And I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just saying, I guarantee you the Giants' use of bullpen had to be the top three in baseball last year. That's just my guess.
It was in the top five.
Yeah, so, and then I look around the field. I mean, you know, they pull off a trade this morning to get another outfielder because of injuries right now. You got a guy who's, I think, a Rule 5 guy playing left field who's kind of a catcher, I guess. I feel like, and it's not that I'm not belittling anybody, but, like, first base is a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what Lamont Wade's going to do over there or Jock Peterson or J.D. Davis yet after having Belt for a long time. You don't know how VR's defense is going to be a third or if he's going to, you know, have problems putting the ball in play. And I think, you know, and the catching core, I mean, Perez is catching today. It's surprising to me that he's back there. But if I really think hard about it, it's not that surprising because you kind of want your best defender back there with Logan Webb on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guy's got two gold gloves, so he's back behind the dish. So I just look at there's a ton of question marks involved, and I'm curious to see how this plays out with, you know, with the division being pretty deep. I mean, you got two teams on paper that you kind of know are better than they are, and you got a team in the Diamondbacks who are up and coming. So it's going to take a lot this year to you know, keep this team, I think, in contention going late in the season.
So what are you optimistic for? I'll give you a quick example while you think about it. Like, I'm optimistic to see if Camilo Duvall can take another step forward, right? Like, I'm really optimistic to see if that can happen. And I think that would really, you know, change things for this team if they knew they had the back end of that closer guy kind of locked in. What are you optimistic to see this year for the Giants?
That's one of them. I think Camilo Duvall, you know, I haven't heard anything this spring about, everybody was like, oh, it's going to affect him with this pitch clock. I haven't heard anything that it's affecting him with the pitch clock, so that's fine. But
right.
He has the stuff to be, you know, the most elite closer in the National League. He really does. In my mind, watching him over the last few years, he needs to trust his fastball more.
Totally.
Because every time he gets in trouble or gets behind, he goes to that slider, which I think he feels like he could throw for a strike more consistently. So if he can, you know, establish that fastball for a strike early in the count, I think he's going to be way better. I think Taylor Rogers was a really nice, I like that pickup.
Yeah,
I like the pickup to have him in the eighth inning. If he's going to be your setup guy, he's a good pickup. And then I look around, I mean, I like the Haniger deal because it was, you know, it wasn't for a huge long term. Right. It wasn't for in this day and age, it wasn't for a ton of money.
Right.
I like the Conforto deal. I really like the Conforto deal. He's a good player. We watched him play with the Mets for years. So I think there are some positives. Tyro Estrada, I think, is kind of going to come into his own, hopefully. And you look down the road, who knows what this team is going to be come All-Star break, but, you know, You're going to have guys like Casey Schmitt and Kyle Harrison knocking on the door to try and get up here and establish themselves at some point this season. So I think that's something to look forward to also.
Richie, just real quick on the third baseman who's in the minors right now, Casey Schmitt. Forget the bat for a second. Defensively, like I've been telling Bonte, it just looks different. I watched all these training videos with all these different guys. Luciano's kind of clunky. You could see how a guy receives the ball, the footwork, the hand-eye coordination, just everything. It looks different with this kid, Casey Schmitt. Am I exaggerating there, or are you seeing the same thing?
No, I see the same thing. I talked about him earlier in the spring to somebody, and, you know, usually early in spring, you know, sometimes pitchers are behind, hitters are behind, and you can't really judge sometimes spring training with young players because nobody's at the top of their game. Pitchers aren't throwing their best stuff yet. So you kind of like, oh, I overlook that stuff. But what I can't overlook is good defense because, you know, you always hear it during a season, you know, speed never slumps, defense never slumps, or it shouldn't slump as much as anything else. But, you know, he's made some great plays all spring. I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I'm not around him every day if he's ready yet.
Mm.
But when you're getting comparisons to like a Matt Chapman type defender, I mean, that's pretty good company to be in. And I don't know for sure. They played him a lot at short this year in spring training. So I don't know if there's a plan at some point to have him come up and maybe be one of your line change guys between short and third and give Cross some time off. But, you know, it shows you something that he was there all spring. He got the opportunity to play a lot. You know, and it just remains to be seen when he gets his call. So, and I think you guys have watched long enough, like, you know, these guys don't have a long leash,
right?
This front office, these younger guys. I mean, guys come in and out like it's you're going into a 7-Eleven, popping out, and gone.
Richie, Joey Bart hit a home run the night before after struggling. He was on the bench the next day. I said, the kid finally had three good swings in a row, and he's on the bench. I don't care what the spreadsheet says. My eyeballs are telling me he's seeing the ball well.
The spreadsheet's driving us crazy.
It's driving me nuts, Richie.
It's driving us crazy. It is. We're trying to be optimistic.
And you guys get this. I mean, you look at last year, like, listen, the Astros win the World Series. And, you know, God, one of my favorite guys I ever played for, Dusty Baker. Dusty is he's a happy medium between the information and his gut. And he's always managed kind of that way. He always, back in the day when we were still at Kansas, like, yeah, we had numbers. They used numbers for matchups or pitchers out of their bullpen. But even nowadays, with all the information that they have, he's a mix of analytics and gut. And what I like about it is, you know, the numbers can tell. It's like playing craps for me. You can bet on the numbers that come out the most. Doesn't mean you're going to win, right? I mean, somebody's going to crap out at some point in time. But, you know, it just gives you direction on where you may want to go. And I think, you know, I think we're going to get back to some of that in this game, especially with the shifts being, you know, kind of taken out of the game now.
No doubt. Richie, when are you on TV? When are you making your television debut for the 2023 season?
I think sometime around the 17th of April.
Okay. Nice.
I'm not exactly sure on that, nice. But it'll be good because I'll have 2 weeks to kind of watch here and see what's going on and see how many guys are still there from opening day or move on. You know, you never know. They manipulate this roster.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that Farhan's really good at that I like is that they manipulate a roster to their benefit, and they take advantage of doing that. But hey, let's see, man. You're going up against the evil empire there this week. Let's see how they come out.
And the guy we tried to woo to the Bay Area, Aaron Judge, he's decided to stay in pinstripes to become a captain of the New York Yankees. It's going to be tough sledding, but it's exciting to see Logan Webb on the mound and a new baseball season. Richie, we'll be tapping in with you
lot
this year, man. Thanks for the time today.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.